free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. How many of you know that you have been baptized into the body of Christ? Oh, we had a better average at the 8 o'clock. I mean, we were 100%. See, we have all been baptized into the body of Christ, amen? I know maybe you're not used to me actually expecting an answer, but if you're new here, I expect answers. I mean, that's kind of my role. That's my job in the body, amen? My job is to minister to you all and to help you along your way. How God gives that job to me, I have no idea. So let's pray that the power of His Spirit works here, amen? Because it's certainly not going to be up to me. But we need to hear this image a little bit. And initially, I have to say for me, this concept of being one body, although I was baptized into the body at a time when my body was a month old. And so I strangely don't have any memory of that. But at some point as I got older, I decided maybe I should attempt to live into being a part of this body that I've been baptized into. And I didn't initially grasp this concept, because we are trained to be independent, amen? I mean, that's what the world trains us to do. But I've discovered as I get older, this concept of the need of the different parts of the body becomes more and more apparent to me. Yeah. As I discovered this past year, I went to the doctor and they did an MRI and they told me your vertebrae are just sort of breaking down. And then I went to the physical therapist, they were gonna help me, and they put on the sheet, cause of injury, I put old age. The therapist sat down, she goes over it, she laughs, she goes, yeah, you're probably right, old age. And so I was discovering, well, what do I do? Because it was hindering my life a little bit. And so this person taught me different exercises and taught me about some muscles that I honestly had no idea existed. And I was taught to stretch and strengthen them so that the muscles would begin to hold the vertebrae up better, because they are sort of degenerating and they crush down on one another. And then, of course, the disc inside bulges out, and then it starts to hit nerves and other things. And I thought to myself, okay, how do I live with this for the rest of my days? Because there's no fixing it, so to speak. And so I discovered the muscles working together, if I pay attention to them, can actually compensate for the vertebrae and keep me functional and doing the things that I intended to do. So, and I'm realizing the importance of the body working together, amen? And as I was reading this portion of Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, I was beginning to hear, I understand now. When I was younger, I paid very little attention. If a part of the body hurt, you just kept going anyway, and eventually it would stop. And now I'm at this place where I need to now pay attention to my body. And, well, I probably should have before, honestly, or I wouldn't be in this place now, would I? But the reality is, it all affects the other part. And we don't really fully understand how, do we? Isn't that much like the body of Christ? As Paul is trying to say to the church, every portion of the body is important to the wholeness of the body. The body of Christ is incomplete if not all members are participating and acting as though they belong in the body. Something is amiss, and we may not even know what it is, just like our own bodies. When I went to the doctor, you know why I went to the doctor? Most people, because your neck hurt, right? No, I couldn't use my arm. My arm didn't work. I go to the doctor thinking something's wrong with my arm, and I find out it's my neck. It's like, this doesn't even make sense at first, but now it does. Strangely, anatomy is not part of our training as priests, although maybe it should be. But the reality is, in this body, brothers and sisters, we are each called to a place, and God has put it together. He puts His body together, His church, and brings us all into different portions of the body, and we are called to belong there and to participate in what God's plan is. And that becomes the more difficult place sometimes. Because we have been taught, I'm just going to be really kind of honest, shocking. It might sound a little blunt. You may already know this, but if you sort of study our society, you would know, and many of you in this room might even remember this, the church used to be the center of the community. Amen? How many people remember when the church was the center of the community? Everybody went to church, and they had dances, and all the stuff that went on happened at the church. Some of us remember. I've heard about it. Now, I have to be honest, I wasn't really going to church much when the church was the center of society, because to be honest, I was a relatively young man. And depending on where you lived, how long the church was able to hold that center varied some. But at this point in life, the center of the community is not the church. The center of the community, well, I don't even know what the center is. Honestly, I'm not sure the community does. But it's not the church. So when that happened, the church didn't know what to do. The body of Christ then began to figure out that we're going to have to do something different. But you know what? We really didn't do anything different. But people would still come because God is still calling people. And then we changed the way in which people were received into the body. We were just so glad that they would come. And they'd say, well, can I help? And we're like, no, we got it, you're okay. Because we were afraid if we gave them something to do, they'd leave. We were afraid if we said, hey, we're so glad you, part of this body, baptized in, you belong here, and your participation is completely necessary. The message out of fear became, you are here, and we're so glad you're here, but we're going to be very careful with you because somehow we think you're fragile and you're going to leave if we put too much pressure on you. Sound familiar? New person comes. Hey, can I help? Oh, no, you're fine. We got it. No, brothers and sisters. We didn't bring anybody here. God brought each of us here. Amen? If God brought us here and we are baptized into his body, we belong here. And you are here to participate in his plan. His plan for the body whole, his plan for the body here at Holy Innocence, which means our belonging immediately equates to participation. And we have to learn together, how do we find the place for each person? How do we honor each person who comes? How do we recognize that regardless of what their place is or what their call is, all of this matters, and it must work together for the greater good. Amen? Now, sometimes this is hard to grasp. When the time came for me to go to seminary, I was running the family business. My in-laws had been retired for 8 years. And they knew I was going to school, and they knew something was going to change eventually. They were having a good time, I believe, and I'm grateful that they were able to do that. But at some point, I had to sit down and say, I'm leaving here. God is calling me to go to seminary, and things are going to change, and I can no longer run the family business. And it was interesting because my father-in-law, who was not initially thrilled, shocking, right? He says to me, well, I know you've had this dream of becoming a priest, and you've made this choice. And I thought to myself, I haven't made that choice. See, that wasn't the choice I made. I made the same choice each one of us should make. The only choice I had in the matter was I could go along with what God is calling me to do, or I could turn away from God. And that wasn't a choice to me. It just wasn't. I just couldn't imagine. That's not true. I can imagine a little bit because honestly, I tried to turn away. It got to be too much. I'll just taper things down a little bit and I'm getting too far into this church thing, you know what I mean? it's just getting too much. I got a family, I got the rest of it, I can't do all this. And besides, it's making me look really weird to my friends. And so I tried not to. That did not go well. God just hounded me. Maybe he's done that to you. Just keeps poking at you over and over and over and over. And finally, you just got to go, okay, fine. You know what? I'll just do it. I'll go in there. I'll probably screw it up. And then you'll figure out you called the wrong person. Well, I've been screwing this up for like 10 years, and he still has me here. So I suspect if I stay out of his way, he may actually find a good use for me. He'll work through me. Amen? Yeah, pray for that. But he does that for each member of his body. Each member. Each one of us sitting here, you are not here by accident. Or there, if you're not actually in the building. It's not an accident that we are together today as his body. It is not an accident that we arrived. You may think you got here under your own decision or under your own power, but the reality is God has called you here. The question we should be asking is why? But see, we're a little confused because we go back to that same model that the church took on. We're so afraid people won't stay. We have to be super nice to them and don't make them do anything. Because we want them to just come here and we'll just be so happy they're here. But if we put any pressure on them, if we give them any responsibility, they'll run away. Not true. It's just not true because that's not the call. See, God has not called any one of us to join his body to not be a part of it, to not be an active part. And every part matters. It doesn't matter if you're the priest or if you're the person who makes sure the garbage cans are empty. See, every part of it matters. And we get so caught up in this understanding that there's some sort of hierarchy. You know, here's the reality. You know where my ministry is? Right here. Everything I do is pretty well contained on this piece of property. I spend a lot of time here on this property. Sometimes I walk around it and pray over it. Sometimes I walk in here and pray for each of you as I walk these aisles. And I do remember where you sit. Because that's what God's called me to do. He's called you to minister to the world. My job is to help you figure out how he's calling you and to let you know and remind you always, he put you here. He put you here for this time to do his work and to do his will in every part. Matters. And sometimes we may be a weak part of the body, each of us, from time to time. Well, then another part of the body can come alongside and strengthen it, just like I can stand here and use my arm today without my nerve being pinched. Today doesn't mean that'll be true tomorrow, but I'll know what to do to help my body compensate for it. See, as we come together as one, understanding that each of us is here by God's call, each of us has a role to play, we begin to understand that each person, regardless of who they are, what they are, as put here by Paul, as he's telling the church in Corinth, you don't decide who is in the body, and you don't decide what they do. God does that. But we need to take this concept of, let's just sort of come to church and not try to get too heavily involved so the world doesn't think we're nuts. And those of us in the church need to stop thinking, I don't want people to get upset or nervous, or we don't want to overwork them or burn them out. We actually need to allow space for people to come and join us in this work. Because I don't know if you all have noticed, this parish has got a lot of work to do. Every single week, the Lord continues to give us more to do. And he continues to provide for us to do it, and he continues to grow us as his body. so that we can be out to the world where the world is hurting and the world is in need, so that we can be the carriers of His grace, His mercy, and His love. But all of us matter. So if you've come to the church, Holy Innocents, and you're wondering, well, do I belong here? Your answer to that is twofold. Are you baptized into the body? Yes. Are you here? Then you belong here. If that wasn't true, you'd be somewhere else. So participate, brothers and sisters. That's how this work gets done. And how beautiful is it? It's not always perfect, is it? I mean, we step on each other's toes. We don't all understand the dance the same way. My wife and I have known each other over 30 years. We've danced together literally thousands of times. But on occasion, I will still step on her toe. So we have a chance to learn to dance together, to be this one body, loving and caring for one another. And Paul says to the church, after making it clear that there are all the different parts and each part needs to do its part, he says, now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. He says, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? And he's asking these questions. He already knows the answer, and the answer to each question is no. That would be ridiculous. Each person, each part of the body comes to do their own piece that God has gifted them to do. So when we walk into the church, and when someone comes into the church, it shouldn't be, how do we hold on to them? The question is, why are you here? What has God gifted you with that we need here? Because you must have the gift or you wouldn't have walked through the door. And if you're not sure what your gift is or why God has you here, we need to have a conversation. Because you're not here by accident, brothers and sisters. You're here to serve. You're here to join this body because you belong. He's called each of us to participate. And here's my crazy dream, which I believe is God's. What if every member of the body of Christ started each day asking God, why am I here? And the church became the fullness of His body. What if we just did it right here at Holy Innocents? Look around you. Stick around for the meeting after this service and hear what God is doing through His people here. Now, I see most of you, and most of you already know. You know how I know? Because I see you doing it. But there's more. And we shouldn't be worried. We should be excited. This concept of church, where we sit and we listen and then we get up and we leave, is so hollow. The reality is we are His body, baptized in. The question is, when will we claim it fully and trust Him and His promises? We need, the world needs for us to remember that we are baptized into His body. And as a result, we move as one to His glory.